been felt some pain, and so I prayed to you for things to change. Only to leave your side, I've wasted so much time.
Almighty God, our Father who is in heaven, I give you thanks for all that will come through this radio program. May the absolute will of God prevail against any human desire or error, especially those that belong to me. And may the people who participate in this broadcast, for the entire life of this broadcast, from the host to the listeners, the production staff and the engineers, be blessed through what will be shared. In the name of love, we invite and expect your Holy Ghost to have a presence in each and every moment of this program. Dear God, I offer thanksgiving in advance for the breakthroughs that will occur. Thank you for honoring these prayer petitions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Welcome to the inaugural Coach to Love radio show. I am your host, Clarence White, and you are listening on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network. The entire Coach to Love staff and the entire SRCN family would like to welcome those of you that have called into the show at 347-237-4684 and those that are streaming the show live via www.coachtolove.com. Finally, we want to extend a welcome to those folks that may be listening to this program via podcast on www.blogtalkradio.com/SRCN, whether it is hours, days, or weeks from now. Family, our goal for this first show is to primarily explain the title of the program, Coached to Love, including what are the goals of this show and how we plan to accomplish these goals. And afterwards, we will cover a few of the major concepts surrounding LOVE, which we believe is the most sought-after destination in life. A scripture basis for this program is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. First, these commandments that are recited by Jesus Christ were so important, so powerful, that they were recorded by three of the four gospel writers. Within these two commandments is the key to life: love. Love of God, self, and others. Throughout the time that is allotted to this program, we will guide, coach you how to live a life that is consistent with these three objectives: to love God, to love yourself, and to love others. After dangerously assuming that each of us accept the wisdom of these two commandments, I would imagine that the first question that may arise is, why would you want to be coached by me? Very good question. First, let me share that I am honored to serve you in this often ambiguous journey towards love. I use the verb serve with great intention. In my position, I am acutely aware of the need to maintain a servant's heart. I do this so that I may always walk with you along this journey, not in front of you or behind you or scream at you from a distance or on the sideline, but I desire to walk right beside you. In addition to my posture of servitude, please find comfort in the more than 10 years of combined experience that I've gained as a United Methodist pastor, Christian counselor, student, intern therapist, and life coach. In a professional capacity, I have been fortunate to walk with individuals, families, and organizations through various types of transitions. Finally, I would be remiss if I did not offer reflections from personal experiences. I will certainly lean on the successes and failures of my personal journey towards love of God, love of self, and love of others. Have no fear. Despite the brief description of my qualifications, I will not seek to carry this program alone. My business partner and beautiful wife, Tracy J., will certainly participate. And we have invited multiple people into conversation with us that you will hear from in the coming weeks. Most importantly, we hope to hear from those listening to the program. We invite you to connect with us. So if you have a moment, take out a piece of paper and a pen. I want you to write these addresses and this information down so that you'll know how to connect with us in the coming weeks. I would direct you to Facebook, and you can find Coach Love on Facebook at www.facebook.com/coachedtolove. That's COACHED, the numerical value to, and love, LOVE. Or you could tweet us at coachedtolove, and be sure to mention hashtag C2L Radio in your tweets so that we'll know to follow you. And for special requests or additional information, I invite you to email me directly at cwhite@coachedtolove.com. Again, that's cwhite@coachedtolove.com. So, what does it mean to be coached to love? Sounds interesting, right? Well, family, we will dive into the title of the show and how you will be coached right after we take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned for more from Coach to Love Radio on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Survival Radio Christian Network, impacting the world through motivation, inspiration, and positive messages.
Welcome back, family. I am Clarence White, and you are listening to Coast to Love Radio on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network. Since this is our first show, I hope you don't mind if I give a few shout-outs and say a few thank yous. First and foremost, to the founder and CEO of our network, D. Clark Garrison, a dear friend of mine for more than 20 years. Secondly, to our president of the network and one of our producers, C. Nathaniel Brown. And you want to be sure to follow his show on our sister network, Survival Radio Network. After that, of course, I'd like to say thank you to my beautiful wife again, Tracy J., who you'll hear from in the future as well, but know that she is certainly working behind the scenes to help this show perform at its very best. And then to our rest of our family, our five children, our adopted daughter who's in college and listening on the radio now, and to all of the talent that we hope to bring you in the future. I don't want to share any names at the moment because we don't have final commitments, but I'm sure that you'll be blessed by what is to come. Now, on to the mission of Coast to Love, which is to offer you a roadmap to the most sought-after destination in life, love. We believe that love is the most misunderstood, manipulated, abused, overused, underestimated, overcompensated, and misleading term used by those in any kind of a relationship. Wouldn't you agree? Have you ever heard the popular saying, those who can play and those who can't coach? Well, believe that love is not a game, and certainly that emotion should not be played with. We are not player hating, and we are not attempting to kill anyone's vibe. However, we are to understand the precious gifts of love. We must begin to change our language, which is the basis for our conversation. Therefore, in our conversations, one of many openings to our understanding or ways that we will give meaning to life is by having a better understanding of love. Family, through our weekly conversations, you will find tools, drills, opportunities to witness to the ways in which to exit poor understandings and meanings of love, and to enter places of wholeness and healing that create possibilities for love, the way that God intended, of course. I hope you are ready for this amazing journey. I certainly am. My desire for each of you is that you receive the love that God offers to each of us through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Would you agree that through relationships, where we primarily seek understanding for love, and frankly, how we define ourselves, if this is true, then what better way to gain an understanding than in a loving relationship with God? Remember, the greatest and the first commandment, to love God. Family, this is pure love, to love God. That then opens up the possibility for us to understand the nature of love and to love others and ourselves. This process of discovering love means that sometimes we will fall out of love, hopefully with poor understanding, and into love, hopefully in a healthy way, which, frankly, will sometimes be uncomfortable. But the good news is you won't be alone. It may often hurt, but you'll be hurting for a greater purpose and for a greater goal. Wouldn't you agree? In fact, if you're not challenged at times during this program, then it may say more about me as your coach than it does about you. A true coach will push you to the point where you will reach for new boundaries, unexplored territories, previously unimaginable levels. That's my job. These accomplishments, your accomplishments, must come, though, with some effort. And although it may be uncomfortable at times, Coach to Love Radio will be with you for the journey. That's right. This is our journey. We will travel this journey together. and together to that wonderful destination called love. Now, this is a good point, I think, to remind you that you can reach out to us after this program via Facebook at www.facebook.com/coachtolove, or feel free to tweet us at coachtolove, and definitely reach out to me via email at cwhite@coachtolove.com. And don't forget to check in on some of our sister programs on this brand new network. And you can find us all at www.blogtalkradio.com/SRCN. Well, community, you may be interested in knowing what are some of the topics we will have in the future. We will have weekly conversations about the various situations that challenge each of us that center around love. For instance, one of my favorite conversations that I can't wait to have with you and with some of our expert guests will deal with baby mama drama. Are you surprised? Well, you should not be, because we believe that most of the dramas in our lives at home, work, school, and even the church results from a lack of pure love, or at least an understanding of what that means. So, hold up. Wait a minute. Let God put love in it. You've heard that before, right? I know that was corny, but I am also sincere. We have to let God enter into our conversation and our understanding about love. Let's face it, you tried to fix the situation. And well, how did that work out for you? Let's see what God has to say about it and consider it in love. Not only will we speak with professionals from different arenas of life, we have already invited and expect the Holy Ghost to show up in the midst of each of these programs. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, but I'm sure some of you are reaching out to me just to see if you can get a couple of questions in already. So I would love to hear from you. Let me remind you of the call-in number. That is 347-237-4648. Again, if you didn't get a chance to write it down the first time, that is 347-237-4648. And press the number 1 so that our producers will know that you're online and you would like to speak with me this evening. So, if it's okay with you, I think it's time for us to take another commercial break. And this time we'll have commercials and a little bit of music, a song that I think will inspire you just a little bit. And when we return, we will spend the rest of our time diving right into what is love. Thank you for sharing in the inaugural program for Coach to Love Radio on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network.
If you're a minister, church leader, business, or organization and would like to be a part of the Survival Radio Christian Network, email us at survivalradionetwork@gmail.com. That's survivalradionetwork@gmail.com. Together, we can build the kingdom of God.
Comes clearly.
Family, we are back and headed into the home stretch of the inaugural show for Coach to Love Radio during the grand launch week of the Survival Radio Christian Network. Well, it seems that we have a caller in queue, so if you don't mind, let's take our first caller.
How you doing this evening, sir?
We're doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. I'm glad.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Who do we have on the line with us this evening?
Lance Guest, sir.
Oh, Bishop Guest, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in, sir.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, What that says the Lord for the people this evening?
Oh, I'm just elated to be in the midst of people working in the vineyard and just happy to hear that, you know, the gospel is going forth, even in the ministry endeavors that you are pursuing. So I just wanted to say God bless you personally this evening. And like I say, to all your listeners and the people connected with you, God bless them as well.
Awesome, awesome word. And folks who are listening in, get familiar with the voice of the Bishop Guest and his beautiful wife, Lana, that will be joining us in this ministry effort. And hopefully in the near future, you will hear some of their great wisdom and their story and walk and love, because they have a beautiful story, both individually and how God brought them together. And I'm sure it's worthy of sharing, and it brings great encouragement to those of you who are listening into this program. Thank you, Bishop. Give us a closing word, Bishop. I know you got something for us.
The closing word today is that we must evangelize and not vandalize the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're going to be true to the calling that the Lord has placed in the atmosphere and in this earth, we must evangelize and not vandalize. So be careful of the words that you use and the things that you say to the people who God has placed here for you to help. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, Bishop, if folks want to connect with you, of course they're going to hear more from you and your beautiful wife on this show, but if they want to connect with you outside of Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on the Coach to Love Radio and the Survival Radio Christian Network, how can they find and reach you, Pastor? How can they find you?
Okay, they can connect with me either via email, GUESS2919@yahoo.com. They can connect with me on Facebook, which is Lance Guest, and either they can connect with me on Instagram, which is Guess, GUESS2919. And then, you know, they can get in contact with me from there and we can, you know, pursue any ministry endeavors or words of encouragement.
Amen. Amen. Well, please give love to your beautiful wife and the remainder of your and the rest of your family. And I thank you for your enduring friendship and continual support. I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you too, brother. And then do the same with your first lady, and we'll be speaking soon. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Y'all heard it from the bishop. Evangelize and not vandalize the word of God. And we hope to make sure we stay accountable to that great word this evening and throughout the remainder of the Coach to Love radio programming. All right. Please feel free, again, to call in to the show this evening. Let me remind you all of the call-in number. Just in case you didn't get a chance to write it down the first time, that is 347-237-4648. Let me give it to you again. That's 347-237-4648. And press 1 so that our producers will know that you're in queue and wanting to speak with us this evening. During the commercial break, I also had a chance to check our Facebook page and to check our Twitter account and to check my email to see if anyone had posted any questions or comments or feedback there. And lo and behold, I didn't see anything out there. So I guess you all are so attentive to the show, you didn't get a chance to go and check on those places and send us some feedback. So we look forward to hearing from you in the near future. It doesn't have to be on a Thursday for you to reach out to us. Amen? Well, For the remainder of the show, and then because it's this first week, I would like to maybe expound just a little bit on what we plan to discuss in the near future. As I mentioned earlier tonight, love has been so perverted that it means different things to different people. We will seek to normalize love to those principles that God has shared with us and the variations of love that God has shared with us. An example of that would be the agape, the philios, and the eros context for love that God provided in his holy scriptures. Amen? So as I indicated in the title of this program, Coach to Love, we have an affinity for one-to-one relationships. And because of that, we will primarily talk to those one-on-one relationships, but we will seek not to ignore family situations, business relationships, community situations, even relationships within the church. But forgive us if we seem to lean more so on one-on-one relationships, because that's where we believe God has called us to primarily. Again, while we're closing out, I just want to remind you that we still have time to take call in questions, or if you like, you can go to our page, Survival Radio Christian Network, and enter our chat room, and then you could post questions that way, and our producers will certainly pick those up and get those over to me. So, without further ado, let me read off some of the topic headings that we're looking forward to bringing you in the near future. One of our beliefs is that one of the things that we struggle with is learning how to define love. And because we sometimes fall short in our definition of what love is supposed to be, then we fall in and out of love. And in the course of falling in and out of love or what we believe love is, we get to the point where some of us get to the point, rather, that we stop believing in love. So one of the topics that we really want to bring to you in this serious discussion and with some professional counsel as well and wisdom, of course, deeply rooted in biblical wisdom, is learning to believe in love. And that would be whether it's for the very first time or whether it's after whatever number of last hurts that you've just had. Another topic that we're excited about bringing to you is learning to trust in love. Believing in love and trusting in love are two totally different things, I think you would agree. For some of us, we may still believe in love and believe that love exists for us and that God desires love to exist for us. But yet, because we've been let down and hurt so many times, it's very difficult for us to trust in what we see or know or feel is love. So we want to talk about that. Another topic I think is worthy of discussion on our show is overcoming betrayal. Oh, somebody right now has dropped the phone or threw the computer off the desk and they're shouting around the room right now. They want us to talk about that tonight. And so I invite you, if you want to get into just a little bit, feel free to call me tonight and let's talk about that. But overcoming betrayal is a hot topic, I think, that deserves some attention. Another is forgiving poor parenting. Again, we seek to deal with one-on-one relationships, and that doesn't always mean an intimate relationship. Some of us may be struggling with the history that we've had with a particular parent or our parents, that, you know, we're living with some of the wounds or the afflictions that happened or occurred in our lives during our rearing process, and that has carried over until our adulthood and how we make decisions and how we live out God's desire for us based on the baggage and the wounds that we're carrying from our childhood. So let's talk about forgiving poor parent. And that means whether it's your parent or your grandparent. And for some of us, we may need to have that conversation because you are the parent and you're looking to forgive yourself and you're seeking forgiveness from your child. How about this? Sometimes it's not the child and sometimes it's the parent. So we need to have a conversation, I believe, about forgiving a wayward child. How do we open our arms like the father in the prodigal son story and receive a child back into our lives that may have gone in a way that's different than what we had anticipated for them, or in the way that we have coached them or trained them or reared them to go? So let's have that conversation. Another one I think is important is forgiving a hurtful, disrespectful, but unfaithful spouse. Uh-oh, somebody else is in a shout moment right now. And I think you're probably saying, wait a minute, I don't know if I'm capable of doing that. It is impossible for me to do that. We've tried that. We've been to counseling. We've read books. We've had leaflets and programs. We've had friends talk to us. But I still believe that there's life in your marriage, that you can't get beyond the hurt, the disrespect, or the infidelity. Let's have a conversation about that and see where it takes us. How about moving beyond our very own personal poor choices? That's a good one. You know, that's one I had to deal with in my own life, how to get beyond some of the things that I did, some of the decisions I made, some of the actions that I took that sabotaged what I believe was God's best for me. Well, when you move beyond that, then you can begin to live God's best for you. That is love of self, self-love. So let's talk about that. How about defeating fear? In some circles, fear is considered to be the opposite of love, where, you know, where love is absent, fear can be present, but where love is plentiful, fear cannot exist. At least that's what some believe, and I would like to have that conversation with you together, us tackling what it means to defeat fear, taking the first step towards God's best desires for us by moving and separating ourselves from our fears. How about breaking away the hardened matter around a wounded heart? Woo! Somebody right now has been trying to talk to their spouse all day long, all week, all month, trying to get them to hear the sincere regret or sorrow in their heart. But their spouse has a hardened heart towards them. Let's talk about how to move towards breaking away that hardened matter around the heart, to see if we can get to a place where your marriage or your relationship can heal and grow from a new place, to maybe not be the old relationship, but to be a better relationship. But first, we got to break that hardened matter from your spouse's heart. How about that conversation? Well, what about gaining the wisdom of love? You know, there's certain love and wisdom alone. I mean, there's certain wisdom in love alone. Excuse me. And I think that when we seek to gain that particular wisdom, then we grow in all other areas of our lives. So let me give you one final topic, and there'll be many more. In fact, I look forward to your comments and your feedback because I don't know necessarily everything that you want to talk about. So if there's something that I did not say tonight, please feel free to post it on our website, our Facebook page, or go to our Twitter account and tweet it and hashtag C2L Radio so that we'll know it's out there. Or send me an email if it's something that's very personal and you don't want it to be in a public space, or you may be a little bit lengthy in your explanation. Please feel free to send us an email, and we'll look to address your topics as well. So one of the final topics that I would like to throw out there that I look forward to bringing to you is actually one of my personal favorite conversations to have with people, and that is, how do we distinguish between love, like, and lust? Let me say that again, because some of us, I think, are still confused on the differentiation between those three. How do we distinguish, in a godly sense, between love, like, and lust? Oh, I think you would agree with me that that is a conversation worth having. But before we continue on, let's take another quick commercial break, and we'll hear a medley by Bishop Joseph Garlington. Look forward to talking with you in just a few moments, family. This is Clarence White on Coach to Love Radio on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions, let us create your future.
It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to love you. Because you're wonderful. It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to love you. Because you're wonderful.
That's what the Father is. Say it.
So easy to love you. So easy to love you. So easy to love you.
Because you're wonderful.
You're wonderful. So easy.
Welcome back, family. Wasn't that a beautiful song that it's so fitting for what we're talking about tonight? For those who may just be joining the show, this is Clarence White, your host of Coach to Love Radio on the brand new Survival Radio Christian Network. And we're talking about love, folks. That was a beautiful song by Bishop Joseph Garlington. It is so easy to love God. But love in and of itself should be easy, right? It shouldn't bring the pain and the hurt and the disgust that so many of us associate with love. But it should be free. It should be giving. It should be releasing, right? It should be an example of what we believe heaven should be like. So I encourage you to walk with us through the remainder of this journey, and we're going to see what God has to say about love. Well, as we close out this show, let me point you in a couple of directions. If you would like to get a head start on our conversations that we'll have in the coming weeks, just because you are the type of person that likes to be prepared, then I would direct you towards a book that was written by the founder of the Survival Radio Christian Network, the radio personality, motivational speaker, author, and good personal friend of mine, D. Clark Garrison, penned a book titled How to Survive the Next 365, Your Lifeline to a Better Life. In the last chapter of How to Survive the Next 365, is titled Be a Slave to Service, The Art of Giving. In this chapter, there's a very moving section titled I Heart You. Isn't that a beautiful title? I Heart You. I invite you to get this book and read the entire book, which is somewhat of a memoir of Clark's life, but in particular, to get encouraged in your personal life to move beyond the obstacles and hurdles that you may be coming out of or going through, or you know you may be headed towards. Listen to this particular section of Clark's book. He writes, "The great Pablo Neruda has a wonderful line in the poem, I do not love you except because I love you." He writes, "I love you only because it's you, the one I love." What a powerful way to express one's love. Since the beginning of time, much has been written about love. Countless movies, books, short stories, poems, odes, sonnets, limericks, nursery rhymes, and on have been dedicated to this subject. Monuments have been built and destroyed in the name of it. The Bible, Quran, and Torah all speak of love almost as a basis for life. Clark shares the wisdom of Sophocles in the statement, "One word frees us of all the weight and pain of life. That word is love." A great summary statement for Clark's final chapter is found in the following sentence. Clark writes, "Love teaches us to trust and believe in others and to share that trust and belief through our service." What a wonderful testament to love. And I think this is a perfect way for us to begin to wrap up this show. But I think I would be in error, remiss in fact, if I didn't share what God has to say about love. There is one chapter in the Bible that is known by many as the love chapter. That is 1 Corinthians 13. God's word reads as follows. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. And now, abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. Family, before we go, it seems we have one more caller. Well, I'm sorry, they've dropped the line. But we've had a great time anyway, and I've enjoyed your time. I respect your presence, and I look forward to fellowshipping with you throughout the remainder of this program. Well, I take it back. They're with us again. So let's take this last caller before we wrap up. Is that okay? Come on in, caller.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Who's on the line with us?
This would be your wife.
Hallelujah. Family, let me introduce you to the Tracy J, the Coach Tracy, you can call her Coach Tracy, my ministry partner, my business partner, and most importantly, my life partner. What do you have to share with us this evening, Coach Tracy?
I just called to say congratulations, and I love you, I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do through Coach the Love Radio.
Thank you, love. That is so beautiful. And thank you for continuing to walk out this journey called life, and especially love. And we look forward to celebrating together. All right?
All right.
Any closing words for your folks?
No, sir. Just keep listening.
Well, y'all heard it from Coach Tracy herself, all right? Okay, family. Well, we look forward to visiting with you again on next Thursday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock for you folks on the East Coast. In the meantime, please visit www.blogtalkradio.com/SRCN to listen to the podcast of not only this show, Coach to Love Radio, but all of the shows on the Survival Radio Christian Network. Also, don't forget that you can contact us throughout the week with your feedback, your comments, or your questions. You can reach us on Facebook at Coach to Love. That's www.facebook.com/Coach. That's COACHED, to love. Or you can email me personally at cwhite@coachtolove.com. And, of course, you can email Coach Tracy at Tracy, that's T-R-A-C-I-E, at coachtolove.com. And finally, we look forward to reading your tweets. And you can tweet us at coachtolove on Twitter. Okay, family. I will sign off with what we hope to be one of our most well-known phrases. Stay beautiful and stay blessed. We'll hear from you next week.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Survival Radio Christian Network, impacting the world through motivation, inspiration, and positive messages.